fired up for the big show. Hurry, hurry, hurry. This is old Barker Burney and all the roustabouts putting up the big top for another performance of the War Workers Program on behalf of the Wrigley Spearmint Gum folks. Come one, come all. See old Vince, the bass player, the man who's so polite that every time he slaps his bass, he apologizes. See the great conductor, Caesar. Caesar Petrillo, who walks like Toscanini, stands like Stokowski, and conducts like a traffic cop at a busy intersection. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Well, of course, our little circus is only make-believe. But it ain't make-believe when I say that for a pleasant change of pace, when you're working hard, a lot of folks have found that chewing a stick of gum sure does the trick. Because today, when everybody's full of the old hustle and bustle and nervous tension is apt to run high, chewing gum is mighty useful in helping to smooth out the bumps in your daily road. Now, as we say in the circus, the main attraction to us is Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Because that real spearmint flavor stays right in there pitching. And good people, that's what gives you plenty of mileage in the chewing department. Deed it do. And now, if old Doc Wells, our tenor sax man, will sit down and quit trying to sell that jar of his Ma's home canned pickle persimmons, we'll get started here. And we're opening with the Yankee Doodle Boy. Doodle away, Caesar, my lad. Doodle away. That was Yankee Doodle Boy, my friends, just played by all the old boys and arranged by old Al Gehring. I don't know just how old Al is, but the other day at rehearsal he had his coat off and I noticed he was holding his pants up with a vote for McKinley button. Next to step up as a tenor, Jack Fulton, the dope's Bob Hope. Here's where we get it again, I suppose.
Oh, don't worry so much, Maestro. Well, look, your hair's coming out. Say, I know something to keep it in.
You do? What?
A paper bag.
Well, you see what I have to put up with, folks. Sing, Jackson, sing.
I came here to talk for Joe. He wants me to let you know. He can't keep a date with you tonight. I came here to talk for Joe. Gee, that kid sure loves you so. And when he gets the chance, he said he'd ride. That boy has so much courage. I've seen the things he can do, but he never had the courage to tell you how he feels about you. He's got a perfect alibi. He can't be here and in the sky. So I came here to talk for Joe.
Nicely done, Jackson. I'll bet that years ago you never dreamed you could sail into a ballad like that, did you, huh? A lot of guys and gals up and down the production front are finding that they can do a lot of things they never dreamed they could. Now, you take this lady who's a visiting us here in the studio today,
Mrs. Harriet Williamson. Lend an ear to this, my friends. Mrs. Williamson was chosen to sponsor a tank carrier that was launched yesterday at the Seneca Shipbuilding Division of the Chicago Bridge and Iron Company. Yowza, one of them big boats that haul fighting equipment any place in the world where it's needed by our fighting men. How did you come to be named sponsor, Mrs. Williamson?
Well, you see, Mr. Burney, I helped build that boat. I'm an electric arc welder.
An electric arc welder? Well, shut it. Well, no one has a better right to sponsor that old ship than you. Tell me, does your husband work over there, too?
No, I'm a widow, Mr. Burney, and I have three children. I support them working as a welder, and I like to think I'm doing my share to win this war, too.
Well, you sure are. And tell me, how did you feel when you saw that big boat slide into the water?
Well, I felt that a part of me went with that boat. Yes, and I know that all the other men and women who helped build her felt the same way.
I can understand that, Mrs. W. That's what our fighting men need. They need the folks at home to stand back of them and give them the tools to fight with. And for the thousands of men and women who are not yet doing essential war work, there are plenty of jobs waiting in lots of places.
You bet. And I know they need people where I work, at the Chicago Bridge and Iron Company in Seneca, Illinois.
Well, that's what Uncle Sam means when he says to see your local office of the United States Employment Service, folks. Them fellas will help you find the right war job, and once you're in there pitching, you'll feel right proud, just like Mrs. Williamson.
Well, speaking as a woman and as an American, Mr. Burney, there's no thrill like knowing that you're in there helping our boys win this war.
Well, thank you a lot, and give my regards to those 5,500 fellow shipyard workers who are listening in good old Seneca. And come again, Mr. Williamson. And stick around, because the King's Jesters, our trio, are going to sing for you, Mrs. Williamson. They're going to sing a little aria from the opera, Look at My Gas Tank and Call Me Dusty. Or Putt, 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 Putt.
There was a lake, a boat, a boy and girl together were sailing like a feather in the breeze. The moon was bright that night, and while they sailed together, up and down and all around, the words he sang were these. While the ripples on the lake are playing, can't you hear the little motorboat saying, putt, 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 putt your arms around me, putt, 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 putt your lips to mine. Listen to the way my heart keeps beating, like the meter of the motor repeating. Putt, 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 putt your cares behind you. Love for two is two, two, two to buy. Oh, what fun on the bumpity blue, zinging and zagging to heaven with you. So, my darling, if your heart compels you, do the things a little motorboat tells you. Putt, 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 putt your arms around me. Putt, 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 putt. While the rip, rip, ripples on the lake are playing, can't you hear the little motorboat say? It says, putt, 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 putt your arms around me. Putt, 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 putt your lips to mine. Listen to the way the motor's missing. Can't you hear it sputtering and hissing? Putch, 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 put more gas in me. Putch, putch, putch.
Well, Daisy, me, what do you know? It stopped.
Sam, you ain't gonna tell me we're out of gas.
Wouldn't you like to know?
Oh, what fun on the bumpity blue. Zigging and zagging to heaven with you. So, my darling, if your heart compels you, do the things a little motorboat tells you. Putt, 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 putt your arms around me. Putt, 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 putt your lips to mine.
Yeah, that was the Putt, Putt, Putt song sung by our shipbuilding division, the King's Jesters. And now, let's see, I kind of disremember what...
Well, say, I'm late, Mr. Burney.
Well, sister,
well, say, how are you?
Fine, sister.
Good. And Miss Burney?
Fine. And
good.
How are you?
Well, all right. I'm a little downhearted today.
Why? What's wrong?
Well, my Christmas plans have kind of... Well, Bertie and Bert Beerbar was coming in to spend Christmas with me.
Uh-huh.
Well, won't come now because Bert went on another bender.
Oh, don't
say
that.
There, he and Bertie's on the outs. He come home other night, and Bertie said she should have known something was wrong because she heard him having a terrible argument on the front porch with a man.
Well, what was wrong with that?
Well, there wasn't any man there.
Oh.
And then, to top it all off, Why, after they'd had supper, why, he says, now Bertie says, I'm going to wipe the dishes for you. Well, she knew right then and there something was wrong, too. But he did. He wiped the dishes, and everything went fine till he got all through, and she's got one of them little kitchen stepladders out there in the kitchen, you know. And he just walked up the stepladder and opened the cupboard door and started to step in. He says, call me early, Bertie. I'm to be queen of the May.
Oh.
Well, yeah.
How about a little song?
Well, set me free.
Set me free. Well...
If you don't want me, then set me free.
Oh, set her free.
Why do you haunt me? Please let me be.
Oh, leave her be.
Although I love you, we can't agree.
They can't agree.
So come back, darling, or set me free.
Yes, set her free.
I can't forget you, although I try, though I regret to. I don't know why.
She don't know why.
In dreams you taunt me. Why must it be?
Why must it be?
If you don't want me, then set me.
Oh, liberate. Don't hesitate. Oh, set me free.
Come again, Sister Emmy. Oh, dear. Sister Emmy, I hope they don't set you free from this Wrigley building, because we're kind of got a warm spot in our hearts for you. Well, it's about time for us to imitate a cricket and hop along. But we'll be chirping up again tomorrow, because the Wrigley Spearmint Gum folks have seen to it that this time is spoken for. And speaking of things being spoken, I've been talking with war workers from South Bend to Shamokin. And more of them every day are passing along the word that chewing gum on a job is a big help. Of course, they've got lots of different reasons. Some say it seems to keep the old nervous system from rocking the boat when the going gets heavy. Others say it gives them a pleasant little hike in spirits from time to time. And one fella on a night shift, he said that he'd elected Wrigley Spearman vice president in charge of helping to keep his eyes open when he begins to get sleepy. They all seem to agree that chewing a tasty piece of gum seems to give you a fresh slant on the old chore, so that you go on working feeling chipper and stay in there pitching like a hipper dipper. Honest engine, they do. And now the time has come. Say a bit of au revoir and goodbye. The time to quit, unfortunately, seems to be drawing nigh. But don't forget, if you want your work to hum, chew good old Wrigley's spearmint gum. Yowza. So long, a fun cheerio, a bit of a tweet tweet. God bless you. And goodbye.
Attention, all you men with skills that can be useful in war production. If you know a trade that can help turn out war weapons, and you're still in peacetime work, see your nearest United States Employment Service office. Remember, there's no future in your peacetime job unless we win this war. To safeguard your own future, and to help bring the boys home sooner, switch to a good-paying war job. See your nearest United States Employment Service office. Find out whether your skill is needed now. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.